Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 25th of June 2023 is Ponaiotis Kavodias. Ponaiotis Kavodias or Kavodias, Greek, Pi Alpha Nu Alpha Gamma Iota Tau Eta Sigma Kappa Alpha Beta Beta Alpha Delta Alpha Sigma, the 14th of May, O.S., the 2nd of May, 1850. The 20th of July 1928, was a Greek archaeologist. He was responsible for the excavation of ancient sites in Greece, including Epidaurus in Argolis and the Acropolis of Athens, as well as archaeological discoveries on his native island of Kephallonia. As if a general, the head of the Greek Archaeological Service, from 1885 until 1909, Kavodias oversaw the expansion of the Archaeological Service and the introduction of Law 2646 of 1899, which increased the state's powers to address the illegal excavation and smuggling of antiquities. Kavodias's work had a particular impact on the Acropolis of Athens. He has been credited with completing its transformation from castles to monuments. Between 1885 and 1890, he removed almost all of the Acropolis' remaining medieval and modern structures, uncovering many ancient monuments. He also played a role in the extensive reconstruction of the site by the architect and engineer Nikolaos Balanos. Though praised initially, the work caused considerable damage to several temples and was almost completely deconstructed and rebuilt during the later 20th and early 21st centuries. Kavodias oversaw the opening of the National Archaeological Museum in Athens, organized its first collections, and wrote some of its first catalogues. As an administrator, Kavodias was regarded as energetic, centralizing, and autocratic. His career saw significant modernization in the practice of archaeology in Greece, and he reformed and professionalized the archaeological service. His patronage of Athens's foreign archaeological schools was credited with promoting the development of Greek archaeology, but was also criticized by native Greek archaeologists. He created further discontent among the Archaeological Society of Athens by reducing its role in favor of the governmental archaeological service. After the Gori coup of 1909, dissatisfaction in the Greek press and among his subordinates in the Archaeological Service led to his removal from office, from the Archaeological Society, and from his professorship at the University of Athens, though he was able to return to public and academic life from 1912, and remained active in Greek archaeology until his death in 1928. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 049 UTC on Sunday, the 25th of June 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Ponaiotis Kavodias. This podcast is produced by Arbulsme May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Arbulsme May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Aditi Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.